This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. South Korea said it intends to continue discussions with North Korea to hold the high-level talks Pyongyang canceled Wednesday. North Korea also suggested talks next month with the U.S. could be in jeopardy. President Donald Trump suggested the path forward is unclear. Former U.S. Ambassador Christopher Hill said the chance of a meeting is less than 50-50.
I think the Trump administration has perhaps done a little too much talk in public about it and not enough preparation for the actual summit. And so as the president's been doing some victory laps, it seems to me he should have understood that he first has to run the race.
China says the U.S.-North Korean talks should go forward. Congo's Ebola outbreak has spread to the capital of the northwestern Equator province. VOA's Jeff Custer reports it's raising concern because the risk of infection is higher in densely populated urban areas.
Two suspected cases of hemorrhagic fever were reported in the Wangata Health Zones, which includes Mbandaka, a city of nearly 1.2 million people. The World Health Organization says a total of 44 cases have now been reported. Among those are 3 confirmed, 20 probable, and 21 suspected cases. The World Health Organization sent 5,400 doses of the experimental Ebola vaccine to Congo on Wednesday. The WHO has said it will send thousands more in the coming days as needed. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States and China launched trade talks on Thursday in a bid to avert a damaging tariff war. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin will meet with China's vice premier. The Washington talks will start as the U.S. Trade Representative finishes up public hearings on new tariffs against Chinese goods. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says it has carried out airstrikes on militant sites in Gaza overnight in response to machine gun fire that hit a building in the Israeli city of Sderot. VOA's Michael Brown has more.
The army said planes bombarded a military compound and a weapons production facility in the northern Gaza Strip. The Palestinian Health Ministry says a man was moderately wounded by shrapnel, but did not say whether he was inside a militant site or nearby. Israeli fire killed nearly 60 Palestinians on Monday during a protest along the Gaza border. A senior Hamas official said 50 of those killed were members of the militant group. Michael Brown, VOA News.
The special counsel's Russia investigation began a year ago today, and President Trump is taking note. Sagar Makhani reports from the White House.
The president tweets, "Congratulations, America. We are now into the second year of the greatest witch hunt in American history, and there is still no collusion and no obstruction." The president's frustration is evident as Bob Mueller's probe continues in extraordinary secrecy. Among the things that are known, 19 people have either been indicted or pleaded guilty to criminal charges, and several current and former White House officials have been interviewed. The biggest questions remaining are whether the president himself will talk with Mueller and what happens if Mueller finds presidential wrongdoing. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Pakistani authorities say security forces have hunted down and killed a senior pro-Islamic State militant commander. He was wanted for slaughtering more than 100 minority Shiite Muslims and police personnel. The overnight raid carried out on a tip in southwestern Pakistan's Baluchistan province also killed 2 Afghan suicide bombers. Security forces also captured what an enemy statement described as one injured terrorist. The excitement in Britain is growing as Saturday's wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle nears. An official statement has confirmed that Markle's father won't be coming to her wedding due to illness. AP's Charles Ledesma reports.
Meghan Markle says her father will now not be attending her wedding to Prince Harry on Saturday at Windsor Castle. In a Kensington Palace statement, she says she's always cared for her father and hoped he could be given the space he needs to focus on his health. In the statement, Markle thanks everyone who's offered generous messages of support. She adds, "Please know how much Harry and I look forward to sharing our special day with you on Saturday." Charles de Ledesma, London.
For all the latest news around the clock, please download our VOA mobile app or visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Best music today. The voice.